Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Boy, NFL playoffs this weekend.
That's right, baby.
And our resident Buffalo Bills fan, Scott Jagow from the KMOX newsroom, is in to gloat or whatever.
I'm not gloating before the game. I do believe there are some media members, national media members, and maybe Ravens fans who are already gloating about this game. I have seen a lot.
That's going to be
overconfidence.
Really?
That's going to be a really. If it's not a great game, I'll be stunned.
Who was the mayor that like gloated a little too early one time? Oh, what sports team?
Well,
it
happens
a mayor?
All the time.
Well,
really,
mayors always gloat.
Yeah,
before.
They're always like, let's bet chicken wings versus pasta or whatever.
Mm. Is the mayor of Baltimore gloating?
Crab cakes, in this case.
Is it? So it's crab cakes versus Buffalo wings?
I mean, I think that's the way it should be.
Yeah, I got to give it to wings on this.
Yeah, I think so.
I have to. I love crab cakes, though.
Crab cakes are, I'm not a big crab cakes guy, but
I understand fantastic.
Them. I understand the appeal of them.
That's so why I'm in the room with two big crabs right now.
I've got a real problem with you. On KMOX this weekend, we do have the Chiefs game, which is tomorrow.
Right.
They're going to have their playoff game in the afternoon. 3:30 is the kick. So your Bills will play on Sunday. And I have stopped by. I know Matt Pajeski has stopped by the Shamrock, which is where all the Buffalo Bills fans in St. Louis. And one of the things I love is when there is a designated bar for an out-of-town team.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's a Bears bar. Felix is in Dogtown is a Bears bar. I think there are a few Packers bars.
Sure, yeah.
I love that. I love that there are these transplants that they all go to one place to watch their team play, whether it's an NFL team or a college team. I love that environment. So getting to see all the Bills fans at the Shamrock was a few weeks ago. That was fun. That was really, really cool to see all that.
How does a bar like the Shamrock become a Bills bar?
If nobody's doing it,
right.
They will reach out to the teams, will they not?
No, what
in
happened?
In some cases, they do.
In this case, we were at a different bar called Buku in Soulard. Mm-hmm. It's right across from Budweiser. Unfortunately, in the third week of the season in 2022, they closed right after the game on Sunday.
Oh.
Forever.
Oh.
Wow.
So we had a week to find a new place to go. And our El Presidente, as we call him, Jake, he had a connection to Shamrock, and he went over there and asked them, and they were like, sure, come on in. And they have been unbelievable to us. They import, as you saw, they import hot dogs from Buffalo, Salins. They have a hot dog bar set up.
Yeah.
They have Labatt on tap, two taps of Labatt.
That's the Buffalo beer, right? Because it's right across from Canada.
Yeah, it's Canadian, but, you know, blue and blue light. That's what people drink in Buffalo.
Is it Labatt blue or Labatt blue?
Well, it's just blue.
Yeah, it's just blue. Don't worry about it, Amy.
But it would be Labatt. It's not Labatt.
Well, I hear Labatt blue from the hockey games that I watch, you know.
And there's something heavy about it. But anyway.
But they have a light beer, which is pretty good, too.
It is. Yeah, they do have a light. That's good. I thought it was, I love that. And, you know, I'm sure there are, like, Notre Dame bars in the city. And a lot of times what will happen, especially with colleges, because I've got friends right now who own an Alabama bar in Chicago, and they actually have representatives from the university every game day who will come and hand things out. So I know that, and it will be like the official bar of that college or that team. I think that stuff is, I love it. It's great. And it's another reason that I love it is knowing that there are people from somewhere else who live here.
Yeah. Well, that's true, but
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because we're not really a cosmopolitan city, so when you find out, hey, there's a bunch of Cincinnati natives who live here or Buffalo natives, I like that.
It's a mixture for us. Most of the people that are there are from the Buffalo area, but there are also St. Louisans who have become Bills fans after the Rams left.
Yeah.
And they chose a team, you know, through friends, or they just picked a team that needs pulling for. It hasn't won a Super Bowl, so the Bills fit that that.
Yeah. Whatever. That's right.
And, yeah, they've never won.
It is. It's a good, if you're going to bandwagon, if you're going to jump on, Bills would be a fun one to jump on to.
And we are at like 120 people a week for these big games.
Wow. 120.
You'll be a little more crowded, I bet, on Sunday. So enjoy that. Also, you went to the Neon Museum.
Yes, I did. Thanks to Frank Ladd for that tip. The Neon Museum of St. Louis is at Chodo and Grand, right next to the Rallies. Hamburgers, of course. It used to be an old It used to be an old motorcycle shop. The late husband of the founder of the museum ran the motorcycle shop, and now she runs the Neon Museum. She's a sculptor. Her name is Deborah, and she has some wonderful things in there. It's a combination of history and art and character. It's got, of course, it's got a Route 66. It's on the old Route 66, so it's got a vibe of that. There's a an old Schnook sign that was used in a commercial in 1983. There's an old sign from a nightclub in Lake of the Ozarks. And then there's contemporary art pieces. But what binds them all is mostly neon or plasma. And it's beautiful.
You know, it's funny. I just heard about the Neon Museum last week. No, this week. Excuse me. This week. I didn't know it was there. And I'm a super dork for neon signs. I love them. And if I go to a city and there's like an old-timey neon sign, I'll always take a picture of it. You know, Pratzel's Deli in Clayton, where I get knishes, they have a neon sign. And I'll just like take a picture of it and post it on Instagram just because I love neon signs. I don't know what it is. There's something so nostalgic about it. I need to go to this museum because it seems like a lot of fun.
It is, and they do special events. They have one about clocks coming up, and you can go visit it in the evenings. Mm-hmm. That's the time to go. I did it during the day. It was still cool, but you know, at night it's going to look totally different with the lights. And there's you can actually hear the neon. There's a little exhibit that an artist has done where he connected the neon to a meter that pulses the frequencies. So you can hear it. Sounds like
that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of little stuff like that. There's a kaleidoscope. You know, put your head in there and take some cool pictures. It's fun. It's just fun.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's, I know that we spend a lot of time crapping all over the city. and the city deserves quite a bit of it, but there are very cool things. Events, buildings, businesses, whatever, in St. Louis.
I'll qualify that. We weren't crapping on the city. We're crapping on city leadership because there are so many businesses and restaurants. I'm trying to be positive.
Right, but also we not just leadership. I think people crap on the city as it is in the region.
But there are so many cool things.
And a lot of it you have to go find, and that's why segments like yours are great.
Yeah, and that's why I started it in the first place, because I heard some sort of negative talk from people who've been here a long time, like, you know, there's not much to do in St. Louis. Well, that's definitely not true. I'm well over 100 places now within 2 years and a few months. And I keep finding more places. I don't think I'm going to run out the way it's going so far. I'm just going to keep going. But, you know, I do it organically. So I found out there was, I think it was an article written about the Neon Museum. So that was probably what prompted me. Frank sent it to me. So, but then other times I'll just drive by a place, or a friend will tell me about a place, or I don't have a list. I'm not going down a checklist. I just organically find places that are cool.
That's the thing, that there are so many places. Which isn't unique to St. Louis. This happens everywhere where there might be a business nondescript. You drive by it dozens of times, never think twice about it. And then you find out that inside there's something really cool, and you finally go in and think, how did I not know about this?
Right.
There are so many of those places you found.
Yeah, one of them that I think about is, it's actually on Chodo, not far from the Neon Museum. It was a stained glass place. It's still there. I drove by it a million times, and then somebody pointed out, hey, I want to go in there. And I was like, what? And the stained glass place. Wow. And then I ended up calling the guy, and he was really nice, and I went over there, and it was fascinating. It was beautiful artwork. And so stuff like that, there are so many places like that. You just drive by them. That's why I like to walk. So when I go to a neighborhood, like I did something on Maplewood, I walked. I did not drive around Maplewood. I walked. And that's when you see all the little places that you miss while you're driving by.
So you've got that, your visit to the Neon Museum, Three Good Things, chat with Stu Mack, all of that Sunday?
That's always on Sunday mornings with Hancock and Kelly and Tom Ackerman on sports and Johnny Rabbit from 6:30 to 9:30.
Who did Stu talk to somebody? I just...
Yeah, actually, that's what I'm going to play this week.
Yeah.
So it's a former executive for the St. Louis Cardinals football team and the Rams' greatest show on turf.
Because?
Because this is the 25th anniversary this week of the first home NFL home game in the city of St. Louis, which is a little bit of a bittersweet thing since they're not here anymore. But it's still a important anniversary, and it's playoff time for football.
January 30th is the 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl win here for the Rams. So we're going to be celebrating that when the 30th rolls around in that week leading up to it.
25 years.
It's nuts, right?
Feels like if you said it's been 10 years, I would have said, wow, yeah.
I remember I watched the Super Bowl. I was in college, watched at my friend's house. He had a little Super Bowl party, and his dog walked up to the table that's in front of the couch. Why can't I think
coffee
of the name
table?
Of coffee table? Good God. I couldn't think of a coffee table. I'm losing it. Walked up to the coffee table where all the food was and peed all over it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the Super Bowl.
On the food?
Peed all over it. And he, Muller, that damn dog.
My God.
Rest in peace. We didn't
kill him then.
Not then. Not that they wait. He died later.
Well, he deserved it.
He died
all
later.
Over the Super Bowl food.
We didn't kill him. No, we didn't kill him right then.
I know. I'm just kidding.
We waited so he didn't know what it was about.
Yeah. No,
just kidding. All right.
You followed him down the hall, and then you.
What did I do? It was 2 years later. Like, remember the Super Bowl? No, he died of natural causes.
Yeah, natural to his line of work.
All right. Sunday, Scott Jagow, Three Good Things, Roaming St. Louis, chat with Stu Mack. Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Jagow from the KMOX
Newsroom.
Go Bills. Go Bills. Well, now it's go Chiefs. We're the home of the... Sorry,
home
man.
Home of the Chiefs.
We're the home of the Chiefs, and their playoff game is tomorrow. We will talk to Danan Hughes, who is the Chiefs radio analyst and former receiver. He's next on KMOX.